afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in, and a happy Thursday to you. Well, it is Thursday, so you know what day it is. You know what time it is. Are you ready? It's Talk to Me Thursday. We started this a few weeks ago, and I admitted then, too, that I was really scared. This was kind of from a holy shove from my boss. So he wanted me to step out of my comfort zone a little bit and do this feature and to see how it would land, and you guys have been amazing. And I know, I admit, I maybe bribed you a little and pushed you and twisted your arm a tad, and I'll probably do that a few more times until we get this thing up and running. But so far, so good. It seems like it's been a great thing. So
I can't speak for them, but I got a big bruise on my shoulder.
Oh, because I punched you, and I'm sorry.
It's from twisting the arms.
Oh, twisting
and all this,
your arm.
And getting everybody
and
to try to get us on air.
I confessed to punching you, and I didn't even need to. So it's Talk to Me Thursday. So today, Matt, we're talking about, this is the question, what does your self-talk sound like? What does your self-talk sound like? And that could be when you do things right, when you do things wrong, when you're just in your everyday. And that really connects to what thought patterns do you have on repeat. Now, do you dare to go first and share? I'm really putting you on the spot. I didn't tell you I was going to do this, which makes you probably second-guess getting on the mic.
Yeah, you
sorry.
Are. One of the biggest things probably that I struggle with self-talk is the letting people down.
Yeah.
My growing up, I was always told you're not good enough. Things are not going to be, you'll never be this way. You'll never be that way. So then when I screw up, that kind of comes
it
back.
It goes right
back to that.
To that place.
And the two reactions I've always had is I'll show you. And then the other one, when it happens, and that's the motivating is I'll show you what I can do. And then when you screw up, then it's. Look,
you want to fall apart.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you for being honest about that, because I think I'm telling you what, we all have certain thoughts on repeat, and mine would probably be you're just not enough. I mean, so it's similar to yours. I didn't have parents who, I didn't deal with what you did. I'm so sorry for that. But I had great parents who loved me, but I feel like there was an inbred, and it still is. And I'm still remembering from the conversation with Liz Curtis Higgs when she was talking about Mary of Bethany, when she said Mary did what she could. And that hit me so hard, Matt, because it's like, you know, I joke about this, but I'm not a great cook. I've got siblings who are the people making meals for everybody, running to serve everybody. And with my schedule, I can't. With my health, I can't. And you don't want what I cook anyway. So I always feel bad about that. But that's constantly on repeat in my head. That you should be more of these things. You should be more, and you're just not. And we got to deal with those things. So it's good to stop and talk about it. So, Matt, I appreciate you being honest. And I went. Now the phone lines are open. And maybe this week and maybe next week we'll twist your arm. But after that, I'll try to wean myself off of twisting your arm. But I'm sitting here, and I want to hear from you. So here's the number. You can call anonymously. I came in studio with 8 books. I'm going to read them off. And a number of you will get a book today. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. You can sure be anonymous, but I want to know, what does your self-talk sound like? What thoughts do you have on repeat, and why this matters? And while we're waiting for calls, Matt, I want to know, what do you do when you know this about yourself, when you feel like you're not enough? So you have one of two responses. I'm going to prove you wrong, or when I mess up, you've been proven right. Those old voices have been proven right. How do you counteract that? Because you can't live in that constant cycle. So what's helpful? What other kind of self-talk is helpful to say, you know what, this feels true, but a truer truth is this? I mean, are you ever able to navigate that?
Yeah, I would say a lot of it probably is looking back somewhat on what you have accomplished, maybe in that area where you've screwed up. Like if you know that, you know, you've improved here, you used to be this way and you've now been this way. And so therefore you're aware that, no, that's just a mess up. You're fine. You're not.
Yeah, it just is what
it
is.
It's that
yeah.
moment happened. Yeah. And now, okay, you've seen the improvement here. Now it's another step, 2 steps forward. What is it? 2 steps forward, 1 step back. You just kind of keep moving forward.
You make a really good point, keeping it isolated and not connecting it to this bigger weight of something. So what does your self-talk sound like, or what thought patterns do you have on repeat? 877-933-2484. We've got a copy of Neil Cole's book, One Thing. It's a revolution to change the world with love. Matt Bay's Finding God in the Ruins, Accidental Pharisees by Osborne, The End of Me by Kyle Eidelman, Your Loved No Matter What by Holly Girth, The God You Thought You Knew by Alex McFarland, Overwhelmed by Kathy Lipp, and I Am by Michelle Cushat. Let's listen to Priscilla Shire. Actually, we've got a call in. We'll take that. And you're being quiet today, and you're stressing me out. So would you call me? 877-933-2484. Andy, how are you today?
Susie, my dear, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well. Thanks for calling and being the only person to talk to me on Talk to Me Thursday so far. I'm giving you a book, so you tell me which one you want. Did you hear me list them?
Oh, I didn't, but you know what? I'm good. You can save them for someone else if you want.
I'm going to give you a book, but tell me this. Tell me what your thought process, your self-talk sounds like.
I am recently battling over and over hearing, you're so stupid. Oh. That was stupid. You're so fat. Why are you so fat? Why did you eat that? You're so dumb. So I'm recognizing and acknowledging this ugly, repeated cycle I'm hearing in my head and trying really hard to put the brakes on it.
Good for you, and you're so gutsy for calling. Andy, I'm going to give you the book by Holly Girth. It's You're Loved No Matter What, Freeing Your Heart from the Need to Be Perfect. You're getting that book. But I want to say to you, and I don't know if you heard my interview recently with Dr. Kurt Thompson, and he was talking about the soul of shame. And one thing he said that was so amazing that I think may help you, and it sure has helped me, he said shame isn't just this negative emotion that we sort of wave off as an irritation. It's a parasitic force driven by a very real enemy, because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. So when shame comes at us and in whatever angle, and it's always you're too much of this or you're not enough of this, we're not supposed to definitely not agree with it, but we're not supposed to wave it off either. We are supposed to take authority over it and put it under our feet, because, Andy, you are beautiful. You are beloved. You are gifted. You are not what you weigh. You're not what you look like. You are a treasure carrying the Most High God within you, and you're called for such a time as this. And those things are absolutely true. And so I'm going to pray for you. Can I pray for you?
I hope you
hear me say, you know, I have my own stuff that I have to constantly combat. But one of the reasons we wanted to do the Talk to Me Thursday on this topic is it's time to wage war on that enemy of our soul. We're going to stop putting up with this not enough stuff, right? We're putting it under our feet. And Matt, my producer, I'm saying a word to you. You are capable and confident and so stinking smart, and I don't know what we would do without you. So that enemy is a big fat liar. Well, Lord Jesus, I thank you for Andy, and I thank you for this dear, dear sister. And we together humble ourselves before you. And I'm just asking you, surprise her. I pray you'd overwhelmingly work in and through her in a way that blows her mind. I pray that you'd show her that your hand of favor is upon her, that you sing over her, you pleasure over her, you delight in her in every detail of her life. And I just thank you, God, that you do not roll your eyes at her. You love her. She's your own. I pray you'd open doors that no man could close. I pray you give her glimpses of her life that you're especially fond of. And I just thank you for this dear masterpiece of a sister. I bless you, Lord, and I say thank you that she called today. In your name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Susie. I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
I did listen to that podcast of the doctor you had on, and listen to the podcast. I need to go and re-listen again with a notebook in hand, because I did not have one available when I listened the first time, so I will be listening again. It was powerful.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this my Andy?
Of course it is.
This is one of my intercessor, Andy. Oh, my goodness. I barely recognize because the voice sounds muffled. I love you, dear friend. So I especially know what I'm talking about. I know what I said is true about you. Okay.
Well, bless you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Love you too, honey. Bless you. Bye-bye. All right. We've got Carol checking in from Bemidji. Hey, Carol, how are you today?
I'm at peace. I'm just coming home from my mom's funeral.
Oh.
But I'm at peace. My mom had a really tough couple of years with a lot of pain, and to see your mom crying is a very difficult thing. But I wanted to say the Lord has turned my life from, I grew up in a very dysfunctional family, and I'm at peace. He's turned my life around 180 degrees. I could say 360, which would make me dizzy, but I prefer 180, and I'm so grateful. I tell him most every day. I have a little plaque that I found, and it said, so blessed, so grateful. And my attitude is different. I'm at peace. I'm a people person. I like to deal with my family from God's point of view, and I love them. And I say, Lord, you have to love them through me. And whenever I go to their homes, I say, go before me, please. Go with me and go after me. And I'll open my mouth, Lord, and you fill it with love. And just help me be who you intended me to be. And I forgive myself for being angry with most of my, at least half of my life, and saying, you know, I didn't know any better. I was growing up. But now, Lord, I have you. I have your words. And I speak his word often over my life. In fact, I speak the word and read Paul's Ephesian prayers. And God is just growing me. And I'm so grateful, and I love him.
I love your show. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just
listened to it driving back and forth.
I was just going to say, isn't that just a marvel? When you said the first half of your life that you were more on the negative side and you just didn't know, doesn't it make Jesus' words on the cross, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing? Doesn't it just make those words so potent with love? Because we just don't know what we're doing when we're sinning, and yet he loved us still. Isn't that amazing?
It is. And he is amazing. I tell him probably many times a day, you're my life.
Yeah.
You can kind of boss me around, Lord, and tell me what to do, okay?
I love it, Carol.
Bless you.
Thank you for that call. Wow, what an inspiration.
All right.
Okay, we're taking Gary
Goodbye.
God bless you, hon. Gary from Apple Valley. How are you, Gary?
Hi, real well. Very good.
Good. So you know the question, what's your self-talk sound like? And maybe you've overcome, a mode of self-talk, but talk to us about that.
Well, a lifetime of learning and battling, and it's been great. I'm glad I was where I was, and I'm glad I'm where I am now. Through the battle, my father's dad was pretty much straight out of Norway, so we had the stoic, three words or less, come down through the family, and dad. Inherited also a condescending nature of language, and it bothered me, and I saw it happening to my mother and myself, but it didn't happen to my older sister, which is textbook. Many times the father picks out one of the sons and, he puts him down, and I heard so many stories. I go to AA myself. I've been going for 34 years, and my stories are nothing, I just talked to my dad today. We're wonderful friends in Jesus and applied Christianity, it's all right there in front of us in the Bible about, reprogramming our ourselves. Read the Psalms, read the scriptures, and understand them
and agree with them.
Have that deep joy,
Wow. Gary, we're at a break right now. We have to take, but you make such a good point. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Read the scripture and agree with them. I love that Gary kind of stopped the cycle of being condescending in the way that you talk and to treat people, treating people with kindness and humility. That's the way of the Lamb, isn't it? Don't go away. It's Talk to Me Thursday. Here's the question. What does your self-talk sound like? You can call anonymously 877-93-FAITH. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and we're doing this every Thursday, just trying it out, but so far it's been an amazing addition to the Live the Promise program, and it's this Talk to Me Thursday, where we pick a topic, a question, we toss it out there, and you're the guest. We want to hear from you. 877-933-2484. The question is, What does your self-talk sound like? What does your self-talk sound like? And in other words, what thoughts do you have on repeat in your mind? Because out of the heart, out of our minds, our mouths speak. You can sure call anonymously, but we're going to learn from each other. Another reason we're doing this is we're waging war on that enemy of our souls. Because very often, the negative self-talk, the negative repeated, repetitive thoughts really come because we're agreeing with something the enemy is throwing our way. But we're made new in Christ Jesus. So it is time to put a flag in the ground. Stomp our foot and say, enough already. I'm going to start thinking differently and speaking differently. 877-933-2484. We've got Frank checking in from South St. Paul. Hey, Frank, how are you today?
I am awesomely blessed.
So good.
You know, at first I was thinking, oh, how could this apply to me? But, you know, I work with a Christian ministry as a counselor. And in the last couple months, put in time, in addition to that, clearing up the estate of a friend of mine for 25 years who passed away last December. And then still got some work to deal with in that issue. And I'm on Chapter 9 of my Christian science fiction novel. And God just continues to give me inspiration, but I have to, in the process of all this, deal with the clutter in my own life, and it's at times it's been depressing, but I see the hand of God at work. Yeah. I see Him encouraging me to. Literally look up. He's been giving me the ideas for the novel. He's been giving me the encouragement. You're on the right path. Keep on going. It's been difficult, but by the grace of God, and as I pay attention to that still small voice, a voice which, by the way, told me to go straight home and be available today. And for the first time in quite a while, I heard from my son. And, I've just been blessed by obedience.
Well, Frank, you're listening to the small voice of the Lord and doing the next thing. And it's interesting, too, when God calls us up to a new task, there is clutter to clean out. There are things to let go of, because when He wants to do a new thing, sometimes He calls us to deal with an old thing as well. And I love that you're making yourself available. And when we do that, I mean, wow, you hear from your son. How wonderful is that? Thanks for that call. We've got an anonymous caller checking in. I'm not sure which city, but I'm glad to have you on the air. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thank you so much for your ministry. I just love Faith Radio, and I listen to you when I'm in the car.
So glad.
Thank you, Susie.
Thank you.
I told Aaron while I was on hold that my hallmark of my life has been failure and shame. It's hard for me to take criticism. I've lost my marriage, I've lost my job, and I've lost my home.
Wow.
I'm working late in life, but I'm also in a wonderful church, and I'm in a great small group. I don't like this messy self-talk. I know that God sings over me, and I want to live there.
You know, I've been really thinking a lot about this as I've been walking through some of my own storms. And if you listen often enough, you know I've been covering just the science of the brain and how it connects with the scripture about renewing our lives and our minds. And in this, the God-shaped brain, Dr. Timothy Jennings says this, as we exercise healthy neural circuits or healthy thoughts that cooperate with kind of God's word, he says these circuits develop and they strengthen, they expand. And when that happens, the brain wisely prunes the negative, unhealthy circuits. So if you picture it this way, to me, it's like you picture a serpent on one side that's sucking the life from you and a hose on the other side that's feeding life-giving water to you and through you. you can decide which one to feed. And our thoughts either feed that serpent, which just is like a parasitic force in our lives, or we feed that hose of life-giving water that Jesus pours in us and then through us. And it's amazing that our brains will cauterize the serpent. Our brain will shut down those voices if we kind of just ignore them and just neglect the negative self-talk. And I'm thinking for you, friend, if criticism is hard for you, it's because you've been, somebody maybe tried to correct you wrongly, where they attached your value to the correction. And yet what the word says in Hebrews 12, it says, don't lose heart. You know, don't make light of it when the Lord rebukes you, and don't lose heart when he rebukes you. In other words, don't think too little of it, and don't fall into a heap like it means you're nothing. He speaks to those he loves. And so I just pray that God would heal you in such a way that he separates who you are with what you do. Because even today and tomorrow, if and when you mess up, it's not who you are. You're somebody who's redeemed. And so I'm just going to say a word of prayer. Can I just pray for you real quick?
Yes, I'd love that.
Thank you, dear Lord, for this dear sister. And I pray that you go back to the root, the inception of this lie that makes her feel that she can't be criticized because it's attached to her value. Her value is made of incorruptible treasures. Her value is forever hidden in you. Her value has been decided on. I thank you that this dear sister is not what she does. She is someone you love. I thank you that that's absolutely true. I pray you'd heal her in the deepest places of her soul and all the ways the enemy has come against her and all the ways that she's bought into a lie. I pray now that she would buy into the truth. And as she cultivates the truth in her heart and her mind and her soul, those lies do get cauterized. They get shut down. They don't have any more access, Lord, and that there's just a free-flowing life force of holy truth, scriptural truth flowing in and through her to the point where when people encounter her, they encounter you. I'd ask you to do in these years of her life above and beyond all she could ever dare to ask or think, because that's who you are, Lord, and that's what you do. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Susie.
Wow. I pray that you can just, you'll just wrap your arms around what's true about you, that he loves you, he sings over you, and he wants to do a new thing in you, even in this season of life. Do you believe it?
I do.
You do. Good. Well, I want you to give Aaron your mailing address, and your name will definitely go in a drawing for one of these books. I hope you get one.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. We're up on a hard break here. I see Rhonda from Maple Grove, Stacy checking in from Florida, another anonymous caller. Will you be able to hang on? The break is very short, just a couple of minutes. I want to hear from you. It is Talk to Me Thursday. The question here is, what does your self-talk sound like? And maybe it's, what does it sound like when you do things well? What does it sound like when you blow it? What does it sound like just in your everyday life? Because if you're living with this little voice on your shoulder telling you you're not enough, you'll never be enough, you can't do it, it's time to wage war. It's time to stop and put that thing under your feet. And I'm talking to myself here too, right? But I'd love to hear from you. You can call anonymously if you'd like, 877-933-2484. You can also email me if that's easier, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Stacy, Anonymous, and Rhonda, hang in there. I hope you can, because I want to talk with you. We'll be back in a minute. That's true. Jesus does impossible things. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is a new feature on Live the Promise. I'd love to hear from you what you think of it. And if you don't like it, it's my boss's fault. He told me to do it. No, actually, but it's been great. It's called Talk to Me Thursday, where we toss out thought-provoking questions, and you are the guest. And these are hard questions, but none of you shrink back from this. It's absolutely amazing to me. So the question today is, what does your self-talk sound like? What does your self-talk sound like? And that is very connected to the thought patterns that you have on repeat. We're doing this because most often we have these patterns we're not even aware of that we live with. It's like we live with a low-grade fever, sometimes a high-grade fever, and it's the enemy on repeat in our ear, but it's constantly diminishing our strength and our ability to be creative and to walk in the joy of the Lord. So we're in this together. We're waging war on that enemy, and we're putting these thought patterns to death once and for all. 877-933-2484. We've got Stacy checking in from Florida. Stacy, thank you, first of all, for your patience, and thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Appreciate you, too. So tell me, what's your self-talk sound like?
Well, if I may, I just want to say thank you for your programming. First of all, you know, to know that you are not alone to me is important. To know, you know, the enemy will try to keep you isolated. And just hearing some of the testimonies in the hearts of those people out there, you know, that is refreshing, you know, to know that you are not alone, first and foremost. It's been planted, seeds been planted in my heart to write a book. And I've been working on it for about 2 years. And just recently, I released and let go to let someone actually read it. Fear, shame, you know, what the writings and some of the things that were personal to me held me back from sharing that. And what the Lord has just kept impressing on my heart is that, you know, it's my pen and paper or it's my computer, you know, putting these words to paper, but it's his story.
Yep.
And, you know, he wants us to go out and make disciples. That's the Great Commission, go out and share the word. And so I just remind myself that, you know, when that fear sets in and I start to feel shame, that it's his will to be done.
So true, Stacy. And, you know, I got to tell you, every single time I release a book, I go through those same feelings, and all my different author friends would say the same. And there's a kind of a fear of exposure that, because you're being honest, if you're writing something that connects, it's because you're writing something that does reveal things within your story that could be misinterpreted. But the reason the pressure is so strong is because the enemy is actually the one who's afraid to be exposed. So he's making a threat over you that you're going to be exposed because, in fact, he's afraid to be exposed. So you are so not alone. That's a really consistent fear for people who put their work out there. But I love that you took the next step and let somebody read it. So I pray God's richest blessings on you.
Well, thank you. And to all those people out there, and these words to myself as well, the battle is the Lord's.
Amen.
And ultimately, we know the ending, that the enemy will be made a foot, you know, will be a footstool. And so we do have trials and tribulations. We do go through hardships and struggles. But the battle is the Lord's.
Amen.
Not a burden for us to carry, although we have responsibility in it. So hold strong.
Indeed.
To that. And those are my words of encouragement.
Wow. Thank you, Stacy, for listening and for adding that. I know somebody needed to hear what you had to say. God bless you.
You too, Susie. Thank you so much. 877-933-2484.
I'm taking an anonymous call, but then I see Rhonda, Regina, and John, you're up next. So, hey, friend, you're on the air.
Hello.
How are you today?
Thank you. I'm doing well, thank you. And thank you for your ministry. It's just been a blessing.
Wow. This is just a delight to do this together because we really are in this together, aren't we?
Yes. We truly are. And I think you've helped me realize that many times over the times I've heard you on the air. So thank you again.
Absolutely. So grateful. So tell me, what does your self-talk or what has it sounded like?
Probably negative or fearful. I remember hearing when I was growing up, you'll never be able to do that. So it's probably stopped me from doing a lot of things because even though you battle that little voice, it sometimes speaks much louder than the, you can do this, it's okay if you fail, you celebrate the successes, and you trust God.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I'm praying that God would drop a dream in your heart, that it probably will bring your fears to the surface, but that faith would upstage those things and you would dare to go for it. You know what I mean? I mean, I know you've already lived courageously and you've tackled certain things, but I know that many are going to get to heaven and realize God had a purpose and a plan, but fear won the day for that person. And I don't want that to be the case for you or for me. So I'm just going to pray for you. Can I?
Yes, please.
Jesus, I ask you to drop a dream that is bigger than my friend into her heart. I pray that you would give her such a vision for what it is that you want to accomplish, because you do impossible things. So do an impossible thing in and through her. I pray she'd start to dream about it. I pray she'd, everywhere she turns, she would see it. She would hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. And then we just claim a faith that upstages fear, that that spirit of fear would go down, and wisdom, power, sound mind, and love would win the day. I just thank you, God. And I pray this friend will call back as she starts to see that thing come to fruition. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay, Rhonda. Rhonda wins an award, I think, for holding the longest today. Just maybe. Hey, Rhonda, how are you today?
I am just great. Thank you.
You have the patience of Job. Thank you for waiting.
Oh, no problem at all. I retired about a year and a half ago, and it's interesting. When you grow up in a workaholic-type family, you are used to working, and you enjoy working, and I loved teaching. But when I retired, it's like you sort of feel like you're walking on ice some days, wondering what's my purpose, and I was really impressed last year that we were to lay up our treasures in heaven. And so the thought comes, are you laying up your treasures? What treasures are you putting in heaven today? And then you have Satan coming along saying, you're not doing anything. It doesn't matter at all. You know, you're no good no more. You're going to get old. And then you have to go back and say, no, I can trust him because he loves me. He's got a purpose for me. He holds my future. You know, you have battle those thoughts.
And it's going to be a battle till we see him face to face. I think we can get better at it, where we get better at using our shield, but this is war. And he's threatened by you. So he's going to pick at things that you and I wonder about in our own selves. And I think you're so right. It takes some kind of grit to rise up and go, nope, that, even if that feels true, what is true is what my Savior says. So you get to talk to him, because I'm going to march to his beat of his drum, you know, and I'm going to trust him. And you sound like a mighty warrior, Rhonda. I appreciate that.
Well, we're trying.
Indeed. Well, march on, sister. Thank you for calling today.
Yes.
Bless you. All right, John, checking in from Ramsey, also another patient listener. John, thanks for holding.
Yes.
How are you today?
You know, when I was in the car, I heard you say, is anybody out there? I thought, who wouldn't call Susie? Who wouldn't want to talk to her?
I appreciate it so much. Even if this is a sympathy call.
By the time I got inside, they were lined up ahead of me.
Yeah, well, thank you, even if it was a sympathy call. I appreciate it so much.
Well, it is in a way, because I've heard the callers that I did hear, they have, they're fighting some negative self-talk, my self-talk is mostly positive.
Wow.
And when I talk to whoever answered the phone there, they said I should talk about how I got there. And they're right. I wasn't always that way. But somewhere in the Bible, Romans probably, that's always a good guess, it says to rejoice in all circumstances. And when you drop the turkey, the Thanksgiving turkey on the floor, you have to know that God knew you were going to do this.
Exactly.
He knew you had people coming.
I'm sorry.
He knew it was going to be a tough situation, and yet you can still rejoice.
Amen.
Because he is there with you. Whatever happens.
Well, John, we get bent out of shape over so many things. And if we could take ourselves a little less seriously and take God more seriously, honestly, I think we would find some joy in the journey, even when we drop the turkey, you know?
I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think the self-talk, you're so much better off if you can take your own self-talk or whatever anyone else has put in your head and replace it with God's talk.
Yeah.
Because it is so uplifting. It is so easy to adopt a positive attitude, knowing that even when you are crying out of despair, he's there.
Indeed. John, this has been fantastic. You're like a cup of cold water, so thank you for your call today. Really appreciate All right. you. Wow. And John makes a good point, too. It actually gets easier to do the more you do it. And again, just because I've been so interested in the brain science of it, the more you do it, your body and your mind, your systems respond to your most consistent choices. So when you most consistently choose redemptive self-talk, I mean, just agreeing with God and speaking that way, it just gets easier to go there. It just does. Regina, checking in from Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Is that right? Hey, Regina.
Yes. Hi. How are you today?
Good. Thanks so much for listening and for holding, you dear saint.
My pleasure. I am calling today because I became a full-time mother at the age of 55
wow.
when my husband and I finalized the adoption of our great niece and nephews.
Wow.
Or great niece and nephew, yes. And I never realized how hard parenting could be. And both my kids have challenges with ADHD. And so we're learning all about that. And my self-talk, it's like, Lord, please just help me stop yelling at them. Mm. Help me be more patient. I said, why can't I be more organized in my house? You know, it's just there's kid stuff everywhere. And some days I'm just like, Lord, I am never going to be able to do this. And I just finally, it dawned on me. It's like you said to me, Regina, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I got your back. Your kids are going to grow up and be good people and contributing members of society and, you know, quit worrying about all the stuff that comes home from school. It's
and don't
all
you
gonna be okay.
It is. And don't you realize, Regina, as you, I mean, I'm just saying this from experience as well, but when we voice those things, it's almost like a trap door opens in our soul and our souls get heavy too. I just noticed that. But when I start to go, Lord, you know, like in your situation, it doesn't matter how old you are. The Bible says he gently leads those who are with young. So for you to start even confessing with your mouth, Lord, you gently lead those with young. There's lots of mercy and grace for me here. So thank you, Father, that I don't have to be perfect. Thank you that as we are tending to these dear nieces and nephews who are orphans, we've taken them in. There's a special grace in my life to do this. You're not looking for perfection. You're looking for faith. Thank you, God, that you're gently leading us and it's all going to be okay. I mean, as you start to even say those things, don't you notice something happen in your own spirit?
Well, that's when God's small voice spoke to me and said, Regina, quit worrying about it all.
Yeah.
Now, remember, my mercies are new every day. And I told God, I said, look, I didn't do this to be a hero. I did it because you taught me that this was what you had been preparing me for.
Wow.
This was my cross I was to pick up. But I, because of that, it was like an epiphany. It's like, it's going to be okay.
It is.
Okay.
And he's so with you and he's going to coach you every step of the way. And even though you didn't do it to be a hero, you are. So thank you for doing that. Bless you, Regina, for calling. You are so dear. God bless you. We're going to try to grab one more call before the break. We're going to check with Anna. I just want to say to Leslie and to Jill, if you can hang on till after the break, we'll get to you as well. Hey, Anna, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call, Susie.
Absolutely. Tell us about your self-talk.
Yeah, one of the things I just wanted to share, this past year, for the first time in my life, I'm 31 now, and I've had a bout with anxiety, and I just want to share for anybody else listening that when we have these things that we're struggling with, it's okay to be honest about that.
Amen.
And I just think it's important. I've just seen a lot of times when you bring things into the light, then that's when you can really break free from that. And I've felt that way with my ladies at Bible study and other people in my life when I've been able to say, you know what, this is what's going on. And there's no shame in that. I've just seen the Lord being able to work with that. And I just think of the scripture a lot that talks about my power is made perfect in weakness. And I just think that Jesus says that to me, and he says that to all of us. You know, we don't have to be perfect. He is. But that if we can just share those weaknesses and kind of just bring them into the light, that he's able to bring that power. So if there's somebody listening who, you know, maybe you're in leadership or you feel like you have to be strong, I'm a pastor's wife and a mom, and I think it's just been very humbling for me to just say, you know what, this is hard and this is a struggle, but God's power is the one that's perfect, not
Amen.
Mine, by any means. So
that is a word for somebody today, Anna. Thanks for being brave and for being honest. Appreciate that so much. God bless you, hon. Thank you. All right, we're taking our final break here. I see calls from Jill, Guy, and Leslie. I'm hoping I can get to all three of you, but after that, we're going to have to shut the phone lines down, Aaron, because we're running out of time. And again, I'll try hard not to twist your arm next week to call me, but I think I will because I get so scared. We'll be back in a minute.
Radio.
That's off of Carrie Job's new album, Speak to Me. That song is such an important reminder for us to bend our ear towards heaven, to hear the voice of God, because we get so adept to listening to the inner voice, the inner tape, to the, you know, the tapes on repeat that really diminish us and slow us down and take so much away from us if they're not lined up with Scripture. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We do this every Thursday, and it's still kind of in the testing ground, but so far it's been amazing. We do Talk to Me Thursday, where we pick a question, we throw it out to you, and you're actually our guest, and we have great conversations. So the question today is, what does your self-talk sound like, and what thoughts do you have on repeat? And so, Matt, you got to tell me again, because I already forgot. Is it Leslie from Detroit Lakes? Hey, Leslie, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for the bonus I get to share.
Yay.
Yeah, it is just something I can celebrate. I was telling your young man that it's something that I grew up with, very positive, and I was just poured in so much, and I just feel spoiled. I always have. Mm. Yet at the same time, I've gone through a whole lot of ouches along the way, too. But in that, oh, grace wins every time. I've walked with my beautiful Savior for quite a while, but the Word, every single morning, every single night, I always got to chew on that. And positive things, you just can't help, hopefully, you know, take some time and just flip over and read something positive and inspirational. Just keep filling that fountain up inside. It's going to come out.
Indeed.
But just recently, if I could real quick, Psalm 143:8 jumped off the page the other day. It just says, let me hear your loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in you. And teach me the way in which I should walk, for to you I lift up my soul. And you spoke of the soul. I mean, the soul can be filled with shame, or it can be filled with Jesus saying it's covered, it's gone. And that's just the way I want to just, I share that and try to shine that out, because there's so much hope when we get to walk strong in the Lord. And that is just, oh, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share this. And I hurt for those that didn't get poured in their early days like I did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, our brain's amazing, and it can be overcome with anything.
Indeed.
So, especially when we got the Holy Spirit deposited in us.
You
right?
are like a ray of sunshine. I pray that you'll call back every Talk to Me Thursday.
Hey, cool.
Come
Thanks.
On.
It's a total gift.
Thank
You're
you.
Amazing.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, by the way, it's Leslie with a Z instead of Susie with an S. So
come on
Leslie
now. Okay. Leslie with a Z. I'll talk to you next week. Okay. Thank
Sign
you.
On.
God bless you, dear. All right, Jill from Champlin, and Guy, you're after that. I'm praying we can get you both in before the end of the show. Hey, Jill, how are you today?
I'm great, Susie. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for holding. I'd love to hear what your self-talk sounds like.
It's one simple sentence that I've been saying to myself many, many years, and I also say it to my four daughters, and it's, I am a strong, vibrant, healthy woman.
Come on.
And I'm strong in the Lord, vibrant in the Lord, and healthy within the Lord, and I'm even in the hardest, deepest times, I have to just grind down, and I say that to myself every morning when I get up, and I'm thankful for the Lord in my life, and I say it to myself many times a day, and that, I tell you what, it really keeps my perspective.
You know, this is so powerful, because those are all, there's a biblical case to be made for everything you're saying there, and in case anybody, just in case someone wants to send me an email that I'm talking about positive, you know, positive thinking, this is not that. This is about renewing our minds. What Jill is doing here is exactly what the Bible compels us to do. I believe and therefore speak. You're speaking God's word over yourself, and it's adding faith to your heart, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And share it and tell it to other people. And you can say, I'm a strong, healthy, vibrant man. And,
yeah.
And with your children, and share it with them. And when they're down, just remind them they are strong, healthy, and vibrant within the Lord.
Amen, Jill. Thank you, and God bless you. Good word. Good word. Maybe you needed to hear that today, and you need to change your self-talk. One last call. Guy is another one who's been patiently on hold. Thanks, Guy, for holding.
Hi, Susie. Yes,
Mine is I can do anything through Christ who strengtheneth me.
Amen. Say a word about that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it's great.
It's so awesome. I brought my boys up. I was under more negative thinking and statements when I was younger, but I was born again when I was in seventh grade at the church, and my dad was the choir director and my mom was the organist. But we still had negative talk, and I understood that, and my eyes were opened when I was in seventh grade, and
wow.
I taught my boys the opposite, of course. I told them, you know, positive things. And they, four boys, two girls, three Marines. At this point, they're all grown up. And when they were little, they would come to me and say, Dad, this is the best day ever. And then the next day, they would say it again, right from their heart.
Well, you know what you've done, Guy, is you've been a cycle breaker, and you've started a new standard, and that is a fantastic example. Thank you so much for that call. It's just a reminder that really we can break a cycle no matter what we've been raised in. Matt, I still want to do it. We're going to do it. Priscilla Shire, Who's Your Daddy? This is off of YouTube. This is to wrap this show. I want you to remember who your daddy is. Listen to her.
When you feel like you can't handle the task at hand and you ask yourself, girl, who's your daddy? Because I remember when Jerry said that to me and I got a good look at him, I felt secure, I felt taken care of, not because of me, but because of who I belong to. And what if when you got a good look at your God, remembering who he is and that you belong to him? Listen, I think until the Lord stops me from taking platforms and ministering to women, I will say this until the day that I die. Reminding myself as I do when I am quietly alone and I look myself in the mirror and say, girl, who's your daddy? You know what I tell myself? I tell myself, he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He's the architect of the universe and the manager of all time. He always was, always is, always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised but brought healing. He was pierced but eased pain. He was persecuted but brought freedom. He was dead and brings life. He has risen to bring power and he reigns to bring peace. The world can't understand him. Armies can't defeat him. Schools can't explain him. And leaders, they can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. Nero couldn't crush him. The New Age cannot replace him. And Oprah cannot explain him away. She can't. She can't do it. You remind yourself that he is light, he is love, he is longevity, and he is the Lord. He is goodness and kindness and faithfulness, and he is God. He is holy and righteous and powerful and pure. His ways are right, his word eternal, his will unchanging, and his mind is on us. He's our Savior, our guide, our peace, our joy, our comfort, our Lord, and he rules our lives. I serve him because his bond is love, his yoke is easy, his burden is light, and his goal for us is abundant life. I follow him because he's the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the ancient of days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of all leaders. His goal is a relationship with me. He'll never leave you, never forsake you, never mislead you, never forget you, never overlook you, and never cancel your appointment in his appointment book. Never. When you fall, he'll lift you up. When you fail, he'll forgive you. When you're weak, he's strong. When you're lost, he's your way. When you're afraid, he's your courage. When you stumble, he will steady you. When you're hurt, he's going to heal you. When you're broken, he will mend you. When you're blind, he will lead you. When you're hungry, he will feed you. When you face trials, he's with you. When I face persecution, he shields me. When I face problems, he will comfort me. When I face loss, he will provide for me. And when we face death, he will carry us all home to meet him. He is everything for everybody, everywhere, every time, and in every way. He is your God, and that, sisters, is who you belong to.
And brothers, that's who you belong to. That's our daddy. Boy, we need to renew our minds if they don't line up with that truth. Hey, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Let me know what you think of that whole idea of Talk to Me Thursday. It's going well so far. Only a little manipulation, just a little. Remember this too. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong, and He is the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a great day.